Hi everybody, it's your girl Carla Renata, aka the Curvy Film Critic, reporting live from St. Louis, Missouri. Actually, by the time y'all see this, I'll be on my way back, but couldn't leave y'all hanging in the lurch. And I understand that there was some technical difficulties that happened last week. They took the video down from last week, but what I will do is I will take those interviews from Maddie Diop, Michael Beach, and Mekhi Phifer, and I'll put them up on my YouTube channel, so you can go there right after this and watch those interviews there. Again, those are interviews with Maddie Diop from the film Atlantics on Netflix, and my Truth Be Told interviews with Mekhi Phifer and Michael Beach. Y'all gonna tee-hee when you see that one. But insti-hoo, I hope that you are not in a turkey coma, honey, so that you can watch this and hear what I have to say. I have a couple of reviews for you. We're going to talk about The Aeronauts. We're going to talk about Portrait of a Lady on Fire. We're going to talk about some news. We're going to talk about some more Truth Be Told stuff and marriage. Just get right into it with The Aeronauts. It is a film that is produced for Amazon Features, and it's reuniting Eddie Redmayne and Felicity Jones from The Theory of Everything into this new film, which is dealing with two meteorologists that go up in a hot air balloon to try to determine, you know, why we have the weather that we have. And thanks to them, thank goodness, we have weather people that are able to determine the cold, the hot, the sleet, the rain, the snow, and all that. But let me tell you something. In conjunction with the film, they also did a hot air balloon ride that they were sponsoring, Amazon was sponsoring. And for a split second, I thought about doing that. And then I was like, you know what? No, I'm good. I'm gonna stay down here on the ground. Because in the film, when they go up in this hot air balloon, they get stuck up there for a minute. And I'm like, with the luck that I have, my black behind would be up in a hot air balloon, freezing my buns off, honey, having to throw my wig off or throw it over my chest to keep me warm or something. So I opted not to go for that. But this is basically a story of people going up in the air for meteorologist purposes, the same way the astronauts go up in the air to see what's happening on the moon and in space. Basically, the Aeronauts is gravity, but with period piece clothing. That's the best way to describe it. It is beautifully, beautifully shot. It's directed by Tom Harper. He also did the story for it. It is written by Jack Thorne, and it takes place in the 1800s. It's a beautifully shot film, and they do some really interesting things cinematography-wise, where they shoot a lot of the film in real time, and they shoot some of it where they're using CGI, and you can't really tell the difference. So it's beautifully shot. It's really long. It's really long. And a lot of the action takes place up in the sky in that balloon, but it doesn't hamper the performances of Felicity Jones or Eddie Redmayne in that respect. You'll enjoy watching them in that film. So again, that hits theaters this week. It's called The Aeronauts, not Astronauts, but Aeronauts. And it's going to be available to be streamed on Amazon Prime. All right, so next up is Portrait of a Lady on Fire. I actually saw this film at the Toronto International Film Festival. It was hands down one of the most gorgeous films I've ever seen. It was really, it's one lash, it's giving me a hard time. It was really quite beautiful. It's the story of this woman, this artist, who's been commissioned by a noble, a really rich lady. I was going to try to give her a fancy title, but I can't even get it together. But this really rich woman, she commissions this artist to come paint a picture of her very elusive niece, who is about to get married. And then what happens is the artist and the woman who's about to get married end up having an attraction, a very strong attraction toward each other. Hence the title, Portrait of a Lady on Fire. And they do some really interesting things with the word fire. Like, they use the word fire in this film. It encapsulates actually being on fire. It also encapsulates the strong desires or lustful desires that one has emotionally when you're attracted to someone of the opposite sex. And it's just a really beautiful film between two women. And most of the films that have come out that deal with lesbian type of content, so to speak, they in my opinion, are not done as beautifully as this. There was a film a little while ago that had the title Blue in it, which comes close, but this one was a really nice one and I enjoyed it. It is directed by Celine Sciamma, who a little while ago did Girlfriends, and so that was a really groundbreaking film for her, but this is groundbreaking in another way. It's a really slow burn of a movie, but it is gorgeous, and it was a beautiful love story. And the cinematography by Claire, I think her name is Claire Mathon, is absolutely stunning. It really qu is quite something else. So be on the lookout for Portrait of a Lady on Fire, which will be streaming on Hulu, not Amazon, but Hulu on December 6th. So I've been talking for the last couple of weeks about Truth Be Told and how it's being executive produced by Octavia Spencer. It stars Emmy winner Ron Cephas Jones, Tammy Roman from the Housewives franchise, Michael Beach, Mekhi Phifer, Lizzie Kaplan, Elizabeth Perkins, Hanifa Wood, and I think that's everybody, but it's a really large cast. It's not a dramedy, it's a drama with comedic elements. Oh, and Aaron Paul is in it. I forgot my boy Aaron Paul. But it is written by this woman, or created by this woman named Nichelle Tramble. Her and her husband are a executive producing team of color, I like to call them. And Truth Be Told is a wonderfully crafted whodunit type of thing. It's like if Murder, She Wrote was a black woman, it would be Octavia Spencer. Like, that's kind of what it is. And Octavia Spencer plays Poppy, and Poppy was a crime reporter, now turned podcaster, who has now had doubts about this guy that she dogmatically reported on, and her reports resulted in that person being put in prison for an elongated sentence, and now she feels like he might be innocent. So the first six episodes of the episodes that I saw, primo, fantabulous, wonderfully, wonderfully done. But I did interviews that I've shown on this show before between Octavia and Paul. Last week I showed Michael Beach and Mekhi Phifer. This week I'm going to show you Ron Cephas Jones and Nichelle Tramble. I talked to them a little bit about the Harriet movie, and I give props to Ron Cephas Jones for his career. And I talk about, and I get very emotional over the fact that, watching this show, watching these young, vibrant African Americans speak the way that they speak to each other, really touched my heart. And it was exciting to see somebody that looked like me and communicates like me and my friends on the screen. So that was exciting. So take a listen and a look to my interview, Truth Be Told interview, with Nichelle Tramble and Ron Cephas Jones. You guys, I'm so excited about this show. It's already one of my favorite classics. I
Thank
love
you.
me some Truth Be Told.
Love
it. Nichelle, I know that you've worked on some shows before dealing with the Civil War, right? And for both of you, we got this Harriet movie out. The $20 bill has been pushed back. And we have our first heroine on screen. How do y'all feel about this situation going on right now with black people? It's beautiful.
I haven't seen Harriet yet because I was busy all weekend, but I'm seeing it this weekend. I'm excited about it. It looks fantastic. And I think Cynthia is a great actress.
Now, we all have our past, and in this show, your past is catching up with you in a different type of way. It's affecting your health. What is something from your past that you wish you could forget?
Oh my goodness, my
Gee whiz.
20s.
Just pull that out.
What about you, Ron?
Wow, I did a geographic one after college, and I traveled from New York to California, and in between, it was just a really rough transition. So I wish still moments that I wish I could forget in particular, but I'll leave it at that.
Okay. Do you guys listen to podcasts at all? What's your favorite podcast?
I don't have one yet. Nichelle does, though.
I love Dirty John. I thought that was a really good
Oh,
one.
that's a good
It
choice.
was a good one.
Look
That
at
was
you.
like every like just spinning through that one. That was really good.
And I would be remiss in sitting here and not acknowledging the fact that you have done stellar work over the years.
Thank
I'm
you.
so happy to be here talking to you,
Thank
and
you.
congratulations on all the accolades that you have received, because
Thank
they are
you.
definitely worth it. And I love the fact that you're being celebrated. I hate that it's taking so long for you to be celebrated, but I appreciate the fact
that
it's happening.
My God, that makes me feel so wonderful. Thank you so much.
Oh, it is my pleasure.
It has been a journey, that's for sure, man. It's been a while. So to be able to sit here next to someone like Nichelle and be involved with Octavia and finally get to this level of work, I've been working at it for many years. So it almost puts tears in my eyes that you say that, because it's been a
You're about to make me cry.
Yeah. it has been a journey, but you know, God is good. And you know, in the end, that's what it's all about. There's a reason for everything. So, and I'm enjoying it as much as I can. Yeah.
And let me just acknowledge the fact that you and your husband are person of color mm-hmm. writing team. I love that so much. And I love that this is show, that you are a showrunner of a show like this, where we see sisters talking the way that we talk. This is the first time I've seen, I'm about to cry. This is the first time I've seen somebody have dialogue mm-hmm. that sounds like me.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That sounds like me when I talk to my sisters or my mother or my father. Oh my God,
so
what is happening right now? And for that, I really, really appreciate you.
Oh, thank you. That's so nice. I love that's what we try to do with Octavia's character, that you see her talk a certain way when you first meet her, and then it switches when she's with her sister, she's with her father, and she's with her family, and she kind of takes on a different role no matter where she is. And I just thought the banter between the three actresses was fantastic.
Yeah. Well, the show is fantastic.
Thank you.
I thank you guys for giving me your time today.
Thank you.
I appreciate
so
it.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
God, I need a tissue. You guys, I'm so excited about this. This show is already one of my favorite classics.
Thank you.
Me some Truth Be Told.
That's great,
love it. Nichelle, I know that you've worked on some shows before mm-hmm. dealing with the Civil War, right?
Mm-hmm.
And for both of you, we got this Harriet movie out.
Mm-hmm.
The $20 bill has been pushed back. And we have our first heroine on screen. How do y'all feel about this situation going on right now with black people? It's beautiful.
You know, I haven't seen Harriet yet because I was busy all weekend, but I'm seeing it this weekend. I'm excited about it. It looks fantastic. And I think Cynthia is a great actress.
Now, we all have our past, and in this show, your past is catching up with you in a different type of way. It's affecting your health. What is something from your past that you wish you could forget?
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. My twins.
Just pull that out.
What about you, Ron?
Wow, I did a Geographic one after college, and I traveled from New York to California, and in between, it was just a really rough transition. So I wish, still moments that I wish I could forget in particular, but I'll leave it at that.
Okay. Do you guys listen to podcasts at all? What's your favorite podcast?
I don't have one yet. Nichelle does.
I love Dirty John. I thought that was a really good one.
That's a good choice.
It was a good one.
Look at
that.
You
was like every, like, just spinning through that one. That was really good.
And I would be remiss in sitting here and not acknowledging the fact that you have done stellar work over the years.
Thank you.
So happy to be here talking to you.
Thank
and congratulations
you.
On all the accolades that you have received, because
Thank
they
you.
Are definitely worth it. And I love the fact that you're being celebrated. I hate that it's taking so long for you to be celebrated, but I appreciate the fact
my
that it's happening.
My God, that makes me feel so wonderful. Thank you so much.
Oh, it is my pleasure.
It has been a journey, that's for sure, man. It's been a while. So to be able to sit here next to someone like Nichelle and be involved with Octavia and finally get to this level of work, I've been working at it for many years. So it almost puts tears in my eyes that you say that, because it's been a
You're about to make me cry.
Yeah. it has been a journey, but you know, God is good. And you know, in the end, that's what it's all about. There's a reason for everything. So, and I'm enjoying it as much as I can. Yeah.
And let me just acknowledge the fact that you and your husband are person of color mm-hmm. writing team. I love that so much. And I love that this is show, that you are a showrunner of a show like this, where we see sisters talking the way that we talk.
That's right.
The first time I've seen, I'm about to cry. This is the first time I've seen somebody have dialogue
mm-hmm.
that sounds like me.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That sounds like me when I talk to my sisters or my mother or my father. Oh my God,
so
what is happening right now? And for that, I really, really appreciate you.
Oh, thank you. That's so nice. I love that's what we try to do with Octavia's character, that you see her talk a certain way when you first meet her, and then it switches when she's with her sister, she's with her father, and she's with her family, and she kind of takes on a different role no matter where she is. And I just thought the banter between the three actresses was fantastic.
Yeah. Well, the show is fantastic.
Thank
and
you.
I thank you guys
God
for giving me your time
you.
Today.
Thank
I appreciate
you so
it.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
God, I need a tissue. I'd like to take the time to thank Mr. Ron Cephas Jones and Nichelle Tremble for their time once again. It was a great interview, and it did my heart good to see that they were truly moved by what I had to say about both of their work. All right, so next up is another Truth Be Told interview that I did with Lizzie Kaplan and Elizabeth Perkins. Now, Lizzie Kaplan was on one of my favorite shows, Masters of Sex. I loved her on that show. It took place and revolved around the Johnson & Johnson franchise, which, ironically enough, is very close to my heart here in St. Louis. But Masters & Johnson, I should say. But she was on that show, and I know her from that show, and she's on another show right now. But she's also playing this wonderfully gifted duo role on Truth Be Told. And Elizabeth Perkins plays the mother of the serial killer that's being, well, not serial killer, but murderer that's being played by Aaron Paul. So I talked to them about the show, about Lizzie's part, about Elizabeth's part, and then we had a key, good old fashioned girl session abbreviated over that show Snapped. Take a look and a listen. I love the show, you guys.
Thank
it's
you.
Really quite stellar
Thank
for
you.
A variety of reasons. But I'm fascinated with the fact that you're playing two characters, and it took me a minute to figure out it was you.
Oh, good.
It really did. I
Thank
was like,
you.
Is this somebody that looks like her? Or is this, was that challenging for you to do? Because I don't think I've ever seen you do that before.
Yeah, my nose is crooked. And so when they're speaking to each other in profile, it really helps because my nose looks different from one side to the other. So that's like, I just stand facing myself and people thought it was two different people.
Okay.
That's all the work that was required.
That's all.
Yeah.
And Miss Elizabeth, you have this very complicated yet loving relationship with your son.
Yes.
What do you think makes mother and son relationships so incredibly complicated and intricate?
Well, I think there's father-daughter, there's mother-son.
Exactly.
but I think for Melanie Cave in this, it's first of all, he's her only child, and I think that there's a little bit of a closer tie if it's an only child than if you have many other siblings. And because he's been in jail for 19 years, I think she's missed an entire period of his life.
Mm.
And then her husband leaves, and she's alone, and she's sick, and I think she's missed really valuable moments. So I think she's like inextricably bound to him. For okay. many reasons.
And the show centers around Poppy's podcast. Is there a favorite podcast that you guys listen to when you have some downtime?
John Lovett's podcast.
Yeah, he's very funny.
Really
he
great.
He's real good.
And No, I'm not really a big podcast person.
It's
I'm more
not
of
good.
A true crime. I watch the show Snap.
I love that show.
So addicted to Snap.
Oh my God, I love that show.
I'm
my mother thinks
Snap
something's
freak.
Wrong with me that I watch Snap.
Viola Davis is a Snap freak too. We've had this conversation.
Oh, Snap.
And still, if like I'm sitting at home, like, well, I have like for a half hour to watch something, I'll watch.
It turns into like
it's,
a whole.
It's like a doc, little.
It's women who kill. Like flat
it's
up.
Women who kill, basically.
Flat up women who
right,
kill.
Right, that's all I need to know. I'll be watching flat some Snap today.
Oh, you're going to get your entire life.
But and Pod Save America, that's the name I was looking
yeah,
for.
Pod yeah, Pod Save
that
America
I listen to
great.
Pretty much every day.
You should listen to Dax Shepard's. It's really
oh,
entertaining.
Oh, I've heard it's really
yeah.
good.
Armchair Expert.
Right.
But also the true crime ones are really good. I just heard one not too long ago, a new one, new-ish one, called To Live and Die in L.A., which
oh,
is good.
I like the title.
Yeah, and it's like all the streets of L.A., and
right.
so it feels like maybe the killer's right behind you
right.
kind of vibe.
Exactly.
Women like this shit so much more
it's
than men.
So
it's really,
true.
I don't
we
know why.
Because
it.
It's fascinating.
Yeah.
I think for Snap, the thing that's fascinating to me is wondering what makes someone think that it's okay to take somebody else's life.
Yeah, to just go in like, you know, I'm done. I'm
yeah.
done with you, and now I'm just going to kill
right.
you or
and
have
I'm just
you killed.
Gonna, I'm just going to bump
or
you
Or slowly
off.
Poison you with rat poison. Yeah.
Right. All right, ladies. Well, thank you so much for
it's
taking
so nice
time with me.
You.
It's nice
day.
To see y'all, too.
So nice.
Have a good rest of your day.
It
all right.
Was.
All right. So that is it for all of my Truth Be Told interviews. Again, be on the lookout for Truth Be Told on Apple TV Plus on December 6th. I believe that is this Friday coming up. You don't want to miss it. Truth Be Told, Apple TV Plus. December 6th, starring and executive produced by two-time Oscar winner Octavia Spencer. Now, in the theaters for the last couple of weeks, like 2.5 weeks, has been this film called Marriage Story. It stars Scarlett Johansson, Adam Driver, and it's written and directed by Noah Baumbach. Noah Baumbach is one of my favorite directors, and I was a little nervous and tongue-tied when I met him because I didn't want to sound stupid when I met him or interviewed him, but it came off all right, I think. But I had a chance to speak to everybody in the cast, and what I'm going to do is, because the interviews, most of them are about anywhere between 1 to 3 minutes apiece, I picked the best three, and those are the ones with Scarlett Johansson, where she talks about playing strong women in films, because she's also in Jojo Rabbit, and she and Adam Driver has two films out as well. He's in The Report as well as Marriage Story, and I feel like both of them are on the verge of possibly getting some double nominations between the two of them, so they may walk away with 4 nominations total between the two of them for Marriage Story, Jojo Rabbit, and The Report. But Noam Baumbach is married to Greta Gerwig, and Greta Gerwig has Little Women that's coming out, I believe, in the next few weeks, right before the Christmas holiday. And I feel like this is going to be the first time that we see a male and female, husband and wife, get nominated for Best Director in the same year. Now, I know there's been some married couples that have been nominated for Best Director after they were divorced, or maybe not in the same year, but this will be the first time it happens in the same year. I'm so excited because Greta and Noah are two of my favorites. But in this interview I did with Scarlett, we talked about her playing really strong women in these films, and you know, how does that vary from playing, you know, a superhero? And so she gave me her answer on that. I talked to Noah about what I just spoke about the fact that he and his wife may be double Oscar nominees this year, and he had a hilarious answer to that. And I also spoke with Sarah Jones. I played this interview before, but you know, you can never get enough Sarah Jones. So I'm showing you this interview on Sarah Jones, where we talk about a plethora of things. But I post all of these interviews back to back as an homage to let you know that Netflix's Marriage Story will be streaming on Netflix and in theaters beginning December 6th. Take a look and a listen, and I'll talk about the film when we come back.
Hi, Miss Scarlett.
Hello, how are you?
I'm well. So you have 2 films this year which are phenomenal, and you're phenomenal in them, Jojo Rabbit and Marriage Story. You're doing these wonderful, compassionate mom characters. What draws you from that away from being Black Widow?
You know, it's funny, but there's a lot of... Black Widow also, it's so weird to call her that. I have to say Natasha.
Okay, girl, Natasha.
Hi, Natasha. You know, Natasha also is some of all her parts, like these two other characters that I play, Rosie and Jojo Rabbit and Nicole and Marriage Story are. I mean, they're women. They're fully realized women. And it's nice to be able to play women that are complicated and, you know, they're like some of all their parts. They're... You know, they're strong, they're vulnerable, they feel like they have a true calling or path, and then sometimes that rug is pulled out from under them and they're from underneath them and they're lost, and you know, they're complicated people, and it's nice to be able to play women, real women.
I love that, and we love you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, girl. Hello, Noah. So nice to meet you. I'm so excited. I've seen the film. It's one of my favorite for 2019.
Fantastic.
Yes. And what I've noticed is this may be the first time we see a husband and wife get nominated for an Oscar. Have you thought about that yet?
I, you know, we have a 7-month-old baby, so we
yeah, so you ain't thinking about much. You thinking about his sleep right about now.
I'm just glad that he spit up on me right before we got in the car to come here, and so we were like, right, I was like, I just, you know, maybe you see a little spit up on my lapel, but... You know, it's
all good. And what's your favorite marriage story?
My favorite marriage story? Well, I put some of them in the movie, I guess.
The baby spitting up on me. Can I say that one?
Yes, you can say that one since you said that.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Sarah, thanks. Girl, I'm sorry I scared you.
No, I'm okay. I survived. I came back. I came back.
She was like, ooh, she can project.
I got revived. I'm like, whoa, I needed that. I didn't realize that.
Oh, my goodness.
You should bottle that and give it to people because it'll help them get through the workday because I'm ready now.
And we are curly, curvy sisters on the car.
Yes, we are. Look at us. We're curving and we're curling. It's beautiful.
Yes, girl. What you streaming right now?
You know what? There's so much happening. First of all, can we say Mixed-ish 1,000 times? Can we talk about, I'm excited for so much that's happening right now. Harriet, I mean, so I'm.
First feature film.
I'm just thinking, we are broader than any one medium and any one way of delivering content. We're everywhere. What a miracle.
The difference between you creating your one-woman show and doing films, how big of a transition has that been for you? Is it daunting? Are you excited? Are you terrified? Like, what's happening?
All of the above. You know me. There's like 100 personalities trying to come out right now to tell you. But I will say, you know, as I kind of am surrounded by all of this energy, and playing Carol in the film was not that different than, you know, having to be an English woman in my one-person show. You just have to sort of drop down, be somebody else, try to remember that whatever experience they're having is the experience you're having.
So you had to break out the British accent.
I had to break it out, darling. You know I did.
Yes, and I'm going right there with you.
You're going there with me.
Yes, of course.
We're going.
All day long.
All day long.
Thank you,
Granny. The film has to start.
Bye, girl.
This film is a really special film only because it deals with the love story and the challenges of a love story when the love isn't there anymore, when you being yourself is becoming a challenge and you've had to hide being yourself in order to placate or fulfill somebody else's desire. So oftentimes when people get married, they put some of their true self on the back burner just to keep the peace within the marriage. So this is a marriage where this young woman has decided she doesn't want to be in the marriage anymore. She wants a divorce. She's put her aspirations and her goals and her dreams on the back burner to appease her husband. Problem is, they have a child. So it's not so simple as them walking away from each other and it just being a clean break. They now have this little piece of the both of them that they have to be very careful in how they make that separation so that he's not adversely affected in the process of them separating, thus giving you a marriage story. I feel like this film will resonate with a lot of people because there are a lot of divorced couples in America, my mother and father being one of them. And it is hard when the mother and father get divorced and the kids are looking at them like, well, what did I do? Because the kids automatically go, well, why did I do? Is this my fault? And then, you know, the husband and the wives have their own revelations about why the marriage did or did not work. And it's just a whole big hodgepodge of things going on. But the performances in this film are excellent. I think Scarlett Johansson and Adam Driver are doing some of their best work. I think this is one of Noah Baumbach's better scripts and films, and I'm a huge fan of his, like I said earlier. But the person who is really crushing it in this film is Laura Dern. She plays this, Laura Dern and Alan Alda. They play the shark of a lawyer. Laura Dern is Scarlett's lawyer, and Alan Alda plays Adam's lawyer in the film, and they are just crushing it. But this is a different kind of role for Laura Dern. She usually doesn't play these unlikable characters, so this is a stretch for her, but it's a much welcomed stretch for her, and I'm looking forward to seeing her get some love throughout the award season. So again, just to recap, we talked about Portrait of a Lady on Fire, Marriage Story, and The Aeronauts. All of those films are in theaters this week on or about December 6th. All right, so for some news. Well, you know, Frozen 2 finally opened. It finally opened. And I have a plethora of interviews up at EUR Web that I did with Kristen Anderson and Bobby Lopez. I did it with Idina Menzel and Kristen Bell, Sterling K. Brown and Evan Rachel Wood, and Jonathan Groff and Josh Gad. All of those interviews are up at EUR Web that I did for Frozen 2, so please check those out. But Frozen 2 opened, honey, and it gave the box office a real cold chill because it has, to this date, it has grossed $738 million globally, which makes it even a higher gross than the original Frozen. Bravo, Disney, you did it. You did that. I also want to talk about this. Some news came out over the weekend about Leonardo DiCaprio being accused of bankrolling the Amazon wildfires, which that's a huge, you know, statement to make about a really an Oscar-winning movie star. He's iconic at this point. And he was just starring in that film Once Upon a Time in Hollywood that was directed and written by Quentin Tarantino. And it's award season, Oscar time. And you know, the shenanigans always happen around this time when people's films are in question. But this is what Leo, this is the statement that Leo announced on his IG, his Instagram, regarding that those allegations. He said, at the time of the crisis for the Amazon, I support the people of Brazil working to save the natural and cultural heritage. They are amazing, moving, and humbling example of the commitment and passion needed to save the environment. The future of these irreplaceable ecosystems is at stake, and I am proud to stand with the groups protecting them. While worthy of support, we did not fund the organizations targeted. I remain committed to supporting the Brazilian or the Brazilian indigenous communities, local governments, scientists, educators, and general public who are working tirelessly to secure the Amazon for the future of all Brazilians. So basically, he shut that down and said, yeah, I'm supporting people, but I didn't support no wildfire. So y'all get your life and get your facts straight before you start reporting fake news. Okay. All right, but some other news. According to Deadline, Hamilton's... I was flabbergasted when I saw this one, y'all. According to Deadline, Hamilton star... I want to say... I'm not sure how to pronounce his name, so I'm going to do my best. Gilles Terreira, who is the UK version of Aaron Burr in the Broadway version of Hamilton, says that he and himself were denied... were barred entry... to a part, him and his some friends, people, cast members of his. It was a party of eight total because they were black. The bar, which ironically enough is called Ain't Nothing But the Blues in Soho, allegedly allowed 10 white patrons to enter that were standing next to Terreira's group. However, his party was turned away. Quote, I just took a group of eight black actors who I'm directing in a play about American blues musicians to Ain't Nothing But the Blues Bar in Soho. We were racially profiled and refused entry as 10 white people were allowed in past us unchecked. End quote. And this was on his Twitter page. So this is what I have to say about that. In this day and age, it's a shame and disgrace that you can't even go to a bar. A bar called Ain't Nothing But the Blues, ironically enough, which is playing music by black people, which, you know, I'm just saying, let me just fix my camera. It's looking a little crooked. There we go. How you gonna have a bar called Ain't Nothing But the Blues and not let no black people in? Really, though? I can't. I just can't with that. So I hope that that situation is resolved, and I hope that whoever the owner or proprietor is of that particular establishment fixes his face, because that was foul. And no matter how you turn and twist that, there's no good way to try to fix what happened. It happened. That's happened to me a couple of times in America, and it's not a good feeling. So I hope that they work that out. Albert Hughes is doing a reboot of The Fugitive. Now, y'all remember The Fugitive. The Fugitive was this film that starred Harrison Ford back in the day and Tommy Lee Jones. Tommy Lee Jones walked away with the Best Supporting Actor for his role in that. It was also a series in 1963. Let me see who starred in it. That starred David Janssen as Dr. Kimball and Barry Morse as the lieutenant or the captain that was chasing him. So now they're going to do a reboot of it. And I love the film version. And for this reason only, there is a scene which I single-handedly think is what won Tommy Lee Jones his Oscar, where Harrison Ford's Dr. Kimball character says, I didn't do it. And Tommy Lee Jones looks at him and says, I don't care. Pure comedy in the middle of the biggest drama you ever wanted to see. But Albert Hughes is going to do a reboot of it. Warner Brothers is producing it. Brian Tucker is writing the script. And Eric Feig is producing it. So, again, the blockbuster The Fugitive is going to be rebooted by Albert Hughes, with Warner Brothers being the producing studio. Now, according to Variety, Elizabeth Banks has had a busy week. So she had the Charlie's Angels reboot get released, and folk didn't show up and show out for it like she had hoped. She got criticism for it, and my girl came out swinging. She was like, look, y'all can see 37 Spider-Mans, but you can't go see Charlie's Angels? I'm right there with you on that one, Mama. But according to Variety, she's right on the heels of Charlie's Angels. Elizabeth is set to direct and star in Invisible Woman for Universal Pictures. It's based on her own original pitch. Now, the screenwriter for The Girl on the Train, Cressida Wilson, is going to pen this script along with Elizabeth Banks, and Max Handelman is producing it for Brownstone Pictures. Now, this plot details are being kept under wraps, but sources say that Banks's pitch is different from the Invisible Man film coming out in February 2020 that stars Elizabeth Moss, and there is no crossover potential for either film. Again, that is Invisible Woman, not Invisible Man. I think I said Invisible Man. It's Invisible Woman. Invisible Man is coming out in February 2020. We don't have a release date for Invisible Woman, but again, there is no crossover of the two films when the Invisible Man one comes out in February 2020. So congratulations, Elizabeth Banks. Apollo 11, I've talked about that here with the director, Todd Phillips. I will throw that interview back up again so that you guys can get a listen to that. It was a great interview with him. I loved him so much. That is returning to theaters for a short period of time just in time for awards season contention. It is going to be in theaters beginning, I think, December 6th, and it's going to be there for a week only. So if you didn't see it the first time around, you have starting December 6th to see it for 1 week only in IMAX theaters, and it is directed by Todd Phillips. So we're in awards season's time. Award season's time is always a really busy, hectic time of the year. And so far, the Spirit Award nominations have come out. One of my film critics groups, the Hollywood Film Critics Association, we have voted for our nominees. The Critics' Choice noms are going to be announced. And the African American Film Critics Association nominations are going to be announced. So it's going to be busy. I'll tell y'all who got the most noms in each category. I'll recap that next week along with the films that we do next week and who the front runners are right now. But what I do want to tell you before we go is that on December 2nd, tomorrow, which is Monday, night, the Critics' Choice, the Broadcast Film Critics Association, of which I'm also a member, is going to have a Black Cinema Celebration where they're honoring Eddie Murphy for his body of work, especially for Dolomite Is My Name, which is produced and out and streaming by Netflix. They're going to honor Nia Long for her body of work, and they were gonna honor her regarding The Banker, but with the recent upheaval with that film, I'm not sure they're even gonna mention that film, but they don't need to mention The Banker when it comes to Nia Long. She has a whole body of work that precedes that that they can celebrate her for. They're gonna honor Chiwetel Ejiofor for his role in Netflix's The Boy Who Harnessed the Wind, a film that is based on a memoir by Malawian engineer William Kamkwamba. I hope I didn't butcher that name. And Casey Lemons for her work, for her body of work, and particularly her direction of Harriet, which is in theaters now. It's an autobiography based on the life of abolitionist Harriet Tubman. Sherrill Boone Isaacs, former president of AMPES, Sherrill Boone Isaacs will be the host for the evening. And this whole night on December 2nd, that is in conjunction with AMPAS and BFCA, is going to benefit the UCLA Film and Television Archives and their commitment to the preservation of cinema. So that is that. I hope that you guys enjoyed the show. Next week, I got so much to tell you. We're going to talk about Uncut Gems, Seberg, A Hidden Life, Richard Jewell, Cunningham, and if they let me release some of the Star Wars stuff, I will do that because I am doing some interviews for Star Wars. I'm doing interviews for Star Wars and for an animated film that Will Smith has coming out called Spies in Disguise. And I'm also going to New York to do some Just Mercy interviews. So I'll probably talk to Jamie Foxx, Michael B. Jordan, I don't know, maybe Bryan Stevenson again. I don't know, but I'm very excited about it. Yay, junket time. So I hope you guys had a wonderful, 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 fun-filled, safe, healthy holiday season, holiday weekend with your families or your friends. or remembering those that you no longer have with you and keeping their memory alive this wonderful Thanksgiving 2019. And I will see you next week on The Curvy Critic here with Carla Renata on Black Hollywood Live. Now, if this is your first time here, go down below, click that subscribe button, give me a big old thumbs up to let me know you were here, and give me some five-star love over at iTunes and Spotify and iHeartRadio. Oh, iTunes is called Apple Music, but give me 5 stars over there. Get that rating up. Your girl needs some cash. But thank you so much for joining me. I will see you next week. More than likely, that show may possibly be pre-taped because I am going to New York, and I don't want you guys to be without some stuff. So we'll see. We'll play it by ear. I'll let you know. But until that time, love, peace, and hair grease, and I'll see you next week. Bye.